Good afternoon and welcome to the first episode of Ours to Protect here on LMFM. Each week we'll be examining the issues of climate change and climate action using the power of local radio to work together to educate and empower behavioural changes. We'll be exploring various aspects of the climate change and climate action agenda, including agriculture, biodiversity, carbon, environment, food and wildlife. This past week has seen two significant initiatives taking place: National Food Waste Recycling Week and World Ocean Day. We'll be taking a closer look at both, but first, a word from our President Michael D. Higgins, who visited Trim earlier this month to honour the achievements of the Tidy Towns Committee.
It is not an academic matter anymore, the great changes that are taking place in climate change. They're there for us all to see, in changing weather and patterns and change of massive changes. Sometimes there are beneficial side effects, but at the same time we are facing great losses in biodiversity. We're facing great losses in terms of other forms of life and habitat destruction.
This year's National Food Waste Recycling Week focused on ensuring that people understand that food waste needs to be fully separated from all packaging to prevent contamination at the compost and anaerobic digestion facilities, leading to higher quality recycling. Here in Ireland, we waste about 800,000 tonnes of food each year, according to current best estimates. Growing, processing and transporting food uses a huge amount of resources, such as land, water, energy and fertiliser. If food is wasted, these resources are wasted too. The EPA estimates that food waste costs the average Irish household about €60 per month or €700 per year. That's an annual national cost of almost €1.3 billion. Bernadine Carey is Meath County Council's Environment Officer.
Really, it's about people tackling food waste in their own home, you know, from the source. So from the time you go to the supermarket and you buy the stuff, are you buying too much? Are you buying overpackaged goods and managing it? And the real key here is to keep food out of the blue bin or the black bin and to treat it either in a compost facility or to put it into your brown bin and it'll be treated in a municipal compost facility. For a number of years now, lots of households would have had access to the brown bin system, and it's really, really effective. So all the organic waste arising in the house goes straight into the bin. It's transported to a facility. It keeps methane out of the landfill sites, which is very effective for anyone who lives near one and for waste collection trucks and etc. But now that is being further enhanced, whereby every householder who has access to a bin will now have access to a brown bin. Heretofore, unless you lived in, a small town or a small village, you didn't have it. But this is a game changer for a lot of people. You know, it's going to make food waste management really, really easy, really, really effective. At the moment, maybe 50 or 60% of food waste is getting mixed in with your recycling bin and your landfill bin. And that's really the source of the problem. So being able to treat it in a brown bin system is going to be a huge asset for waste management in County Meath and across the country.
World Ocean Day is celebrated annually on June 8th to highlight the important role the ocean has for our life and the planet. Marine litter has become a global problem for humans and marine life alike. However, communities around Ireland have demonstrated their desire to be part of the solution by taking part in several beach cleaning calls to action. Pupils from St Paul's National School, Walchestown in County Louth, took part in a workshop on Port Beach yesterday morning.
Basking around, what did you find? Cigarette butts, what did you find? Pardon? A crime bottle, what did you find?
A very long rope,
what did you find? Vapes, yeah, they're very common. Yeah.
Cigarette
butts, yeah.
We found a popped balloon.
Irish Environmental Programme Clean Coasts is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. Aidan Gray is Clean Coasts Senior Development Officer for Louth and Meath.
You know, one of the aspects that we see more of is the tidal flooding, erosion. In Louth coastline, not so much at this stage, but in the Termonfeckin sea point area, you can see the sand dunes, which are very high. They can have quite big erosion sections. So really we want to try and curb that and do more marram grass planting in those particular areas. In terms of here in local beach area, we're talking perhaps higher tides than we've seen before. But, you know, that would be classic climate change. But really, the litter picking and the cleanup, you know, this is from a lot of it is from being washed in the oceans. And that has a big effect on wildlife and ecosystem. And inland, also, our behaviours have to change too. For example, one of our campaigns is Think Before You Flush, which is trying to change behaviours of people flushing the wrong items down toilets. And those items very often are getting washed into the onto the coast. And we're picking up wet wipes off the seaweed, and we're, you know, sanitary items that have been washed inland way in. So that would be a classic example where people can make a difference inland.